Hi, Ruben.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. So I'm just in a little late. The payments look fine to me. Are you in front of your email by any chance?
Yes.
All right. Give me a second. So I know you had some email issues. So the documents look fine. So you can overnight those, but we don't provide an interest and principal separation on our finance or lease agreements. So that's nothing that I can provide. You can feel free to run your own numbers, but the way we word our contracts is not a loan that separates interest and principal. It sounds like you're T-valuing the transaction to run APRs, which is fine, and you can feel free, but we don't provide an amortization schedule.
Okay.
Did the other company provide you one?
Yes, of course, because I need because I'm as we have auditors as accounting, so for the US GAAP I need to post the principal and the interest. I know how much is the interest that I'm paying you, so I'm a little bit surprised that you're not able to make a plan for it. I can make a fixed interest every month.
You
That's what
can
I'm
run
trying.
here's and I can have my boss call you, or I'm just a low level guy. Here's why. When we
No,
provide
but it's not a matter if there's not practice of Bank of Cardi to provide it, well, that's fine, but a little bit surprising because
I can explain
everybody
why.
provided
I can tell
Fujioka are providing it.
who do, here's why. When you do a interest and interest separation, there's a balance. That's part of a category. There's a balance, okay? And it says it's like a loan which separates principal and interest. And so what that conveys, it can be murky. So what that conveys is that your balance at any time. So let's just say what you're running is called a T value. That's fine. So what you're saying is, let's say in year two, and I can include this, what you're saying in year two, it's saying, hey, look, your balance is $35,000. But that's not true because your balance is all the stream of payments. And so why an amortization schedule is not provided in these transactions is it basically the customer can sync or be said that they can say, hey, look, I have an amortization schedule. This says that my loan balance is $35,000, but my payoff balance isn't $35,000 because the payoff is the amount of payments. You're not getting a discount by paying this off, in 2 years out of three. So if you contact us in 18 months and say, hey, look, I want half the money back. I want to pay it off. Your balance is still that remaining payment. And so that's why we don't provide them typically, because it can cause confusion on the actual payoff.
No, I'm sorry. I don't agree with that. So I don't know. It's completely different subject what you're explaining,
No, we
because
can
we have agreement.
go
We have
ahead.
agreement. So I cannot if I'm paying off before the date, okay? That I don't know even if it is by the contract that I can pay off before the date. But even if that's the case, I still owe interest to you, which is the markup between the financial value and the total amount owed to you.
So
That's how
let
you
let
define.
let so if you run an
I'm sorry.
amortization,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I have an asset. I bought the asset. The value of the
correct.
asset is 53,000. All the
Correct.
difference between the value of the asset and the money that I'm giving to Bank of Cardiff, which is a credit institution, it cannot be defined anything else that finance
Correct. But
money,
let,
finance
so,
expenses.
so,
So what I need to
Roberto?
do,
So let me just explain. So, and I'm going to have my boss call you because this is a little above my pay grade. So I'm just going to shoot you an email right now so you have something for your records. Say, hey, let me just read. So you have, hi, Roberto. I am going to have a funding supervisor contact you. Supervisor contact you. You. This, I understand this is a bit above. Your vendor emailed us too, by the way.
I'm sorry.
Your vendor emailed us too.
Yes, because they want the confirmation that we signed the contract with you.
Right, hold on a second. So, So let me explain. Let's say, and I'm not trying to steamroll you here. I'm trying to give you all the information possible to make sure everyone's on the same mm-hmm. page.
Yeah.
Let's say we fund your transaction today, okay? If we fund your transaction today, and let's say in a month you call us to pay us off, what is your payoff amount? What in your mind, what is your pay? And you're from your understanding, what is your payoff amount? Let's say you want to pay us off in a month.
Well, I would assume that is the same by the contract. I cannot pay it off before, so I'm still owing you the 60, the 1,670 times 35 plus the 10% of the amount financed. Am I wrong?
You're 100% accurate. Correct.
Yeah. So that means that I'm still paying an interest on it. I'm still paying the service of Bank of Cardiff, which is the fine interest rate.
Yeah, but I can see if we can get one yet. But hold on, here's the whole thing that we have with the amortization schedule. And like I said, I'm gonna have my manager contact you and explain this.
It's just the financing. If the guy that is calling me is able to talk about accounting, it's fine. Because in accounting, if I have a contract in place which is stating horizon, which is 35 months, I cannot post today the full interest, knowing that I have to pay it. I have to pay it. Every month, I have to accrue the interest that I'm paying or I'm supposed to pay. So that's how it works.
And correct me if I'm wrong, like I said, you might have some more information than I have. With an amortization schedule, if you plug these numbers into an amortization schedule, wouldn't your balance after, say, a year be well under the amount owed on the financing? That's the one thing that I don't understand.
No, it doesn't work like that. Because if you have 1,670, you have a principal and the interest, and you build up, depends how you want to make the amortization of the payment. But if it is a fixed, that means that you build up the principal and the interest based on how you are planning to do it. Usually it's higher principal and lower interest, and then it's increasing. Sorry, it's the opposite. And then it's
so
increasing.
Are you looking for like a present value amortization schedule?
It's the split. So if I'm paying 1,670 every month, that payment is the combination of both principal and interest. Usually what you have, that since you are at the beginning of the payment, so you still have all the financial amount and you didn't pay off, is higher the interest, lower the principal. And then it's going the opposite.
Okay, so the other company you worked with,
I can be if you don't want to do it.
No, it's not that I don't. It's not.
No,
I don't have a button to press.
I'm sorry, I said something wrong. Not a matter that you don't want to do it.
Yeah,
no,
you know I'm
you're
here
not
to
in,
help.
You're no, absolutely. You're not in charge of it, and most likely your company doesn't do it. I just need an email because I need to show to my auditor, and then I have to do as a finance leader the best assumption to split the principal and interest based on the contract that I have in my hand. I just need that. So have your supervisor call me, and I will discuss with him.
Okay, so what I'm going to have to do, the person that I need to speak to, I'm going to do is this. So I'm going to shoot you an email. I'm going to say disregard my first email. I am going to see traditionally... From what I am told, we do not provide these. But I am going to ask if they can do this for you. Hold on 1 second. This will take me a few hours. Hold on. It's not going to be me. This will take me a few hours. So please.
I don't need today, because anyhow, I will need that one when I start to post the first payment.
Okay. So. I will see what. So, because you're basically saying, look, if I can't get this from you, I need to run the numbers myself.
Yes, exactly.
You can do. I understand.
Yeah, since I have Pricewaterhouse as an auditor, and they will come to me and say, oh, did you split interest and principal when you make every payment? No, I didn't because the company doesn't provide it. I cannot give it the time shot. I need to make it the best assumption.
No, this is our phone call. that you need. Okay. Because if not, then you have to split your own interest and principal, correct?
Yes, exactly.
Didn't you already do that though? Based just, I'm not trying to be rude. I'm just trying to understand. Mm-hmm. Didn't you already do that based on the numbers you ran?
No, I didn't. I didn't yet. My math, I didn't, but I can do it.
But how are you getting to these rates then? Didn't you? You got to like interest rates we talked about earlier. You got to amortization numbers. So how are you getting to those numbers?
Yeah, but I was looking at the full picture. I was not looking at the interest and the interest component every month and how to split in the 35 months. I didn't do that.
Okay.
I need to make that as a sign. So if your supervisor is able to provide me something, that's totally fine. Otherwise, I will build it by myself.
Give me a few hours and see if this is something that I can do.
Okay.
And if not, I'll let you know regardless. So you just need an email saying that you have permission to do it because we can't provide it. I gotcha.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So
okay.
Let's talk about the most important stuff, which is are all the papers are okay? I can ship it out?
Yeah.
Okay. So I will send the FedEx today. And the other question is you said, yes, IDOF. I want to know just from you if you finalize a contract with GWC and everything is
what?
Clear to you. The vendor texted me this morning and said that they need a confirmation from Bank of Cardiff that everything is fine with GWC. That's what they need.
Yeah, I'm going to send them an email that you sign your documents, but I'm not the funder. I can't tell them that everything's fine. They come back to me after a review. So I can't tell them. They look fine to me, but I'm not going to tell them something I don't have the answer to. So I'm going to email them.
Yes, exactly. So what they would want to know that you receive the paper, the client signed the contract, and I don't know if they need to wait 1-2 days for someone else to give an answer, just tell them.
Gotcha.
Because they don't process the order till they don't have the green light from Bank of Cardiff.
I understand. So we need the originals to process, but we're already getting everything reviewed. So I'll shoot them an email and let them know, and I'll look out for your FedEx. And I'll find if I can get an answer here to figure this out, okay?
Okay, perfect. Thank you, Ruben.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.